We're turning to Matthew 16. We're up to verse 5. Matthew 16, we're up to verse 5, reading to verse 12. Remember that the Lord Jesus has multiplied loaves and fish on two occasions, and the disciples are with him. Suddenly they remember that they forgot to bring enough food. And they get so distracted by that that they can't listen to Jesus Christ. Well, some of us know what it's like to have been responsible for food for someone and we forgot to bring it and we realize how distracted we can get. Some of us have been teenagers and we realize how hungry we can get. If there's not enough food, we feel like we're going to die. But the disciples' distraction does not enable them to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. And we really need to hear him. We need to hear the words of life. And so do the disciples. Verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets he took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets he took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then they understood how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The precious word of the living and the true God. The disciples are with Jesus Christ and they realize that they don't have enough food. Now, you could look at the disciples and say, well, they've been in this situation before. They didn't have enough food for the crowds that formed, and there's a lot of things that happen there. They're bigger crowds, but they have 1 loaf of bread, according to the Gospel of Mark. In verse 14, it says, now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. So when it says they've forgotten to take bread, they mean that they don't have enough for 12 disciples. They don't have enough for the Lord Jesus. They don't have enough bread to go around. And yet, ironically, what they're forgetting is the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, which he's going to remind them of. But you see, Jesus is not simply going to remind them about his ability to provide for their physical needs. That's where the disciples are distracted, but the Lord Jesus Christ is pressing another point home. He wants them to understand the spiritual need that they have and the spiritual influences that surround them. The scribes and the Pharisees, as we've already seen in the first 4 verses of this chapter, are refusing to admit that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah because they would not accept the sign that he provided in the bread. They wanted another sign. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, the sign that you're going to see is my death and resurrection. The sign of John. And that's the sign that we need to pay attention to. But sometimes we're awfully distracted. We can be distracted because we listen to voices that are around us. Voices that give us doctrine. Voices that tell us about how things should be spiritually. And we need to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the word that he's saying to them. This lack of food, forgetting to take bread, has been a theme that we've seen before. We saw it in chapter 14 and verse 17 when they had 5,000 people plus women and children and they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then in chapter 15, the multitude was with Jesus 3 days and he says he doesn't want to send them away because they will faint from hunger. And they don't have enough bread because they have 7 and a few little fishes. And the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with both of those issues. He has fed large numbers of people. But now the Lord Jesus Christ, while they're considering this fact that they've forgotten to take bread, when it begins to absorb their thinking so that they're not distracted, so that they're totally distracted, when the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to them, they can't hear what he's saying. You ever see a conversation where a mother is talking to a teenager and says, are you listening to me? And the teenager says, yeah. And then a few minutes later, it's pretty obvious that there was no listening taking place. The person did not hear because they were distracted by something else. That's what it is like for the disciples here. They're distracted because suddenly they realize they don't have bread, and they begin to have these crazy ideas that they need to go and find some bread. Because there's too many of us for this one loaf that we have. And the Lord Jesus Christ is right there. We've been talking to them about something else entirely. But it's like they're on different pages. They have forgotten to bring bread. That's true. But Jesus points out what they've really forgotten. They've forgotten him. They've forgotten him, and so they can't hear what he is telling them. And so he has to remind them of who he is. He has to remind them of his authority. He has to remind them of his ability to provide for them. He has to remind them of what he's done in the recent past. He has to remind them so that they are not anxious about physical needs. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is clearing the way for them to hear something else. He's getting their attention by reminding them of what he has done and who he is so that they might focus and understand the concern about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus Christ says it in verse 6. He says unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, Jesus used the word leaven before. He's used the word leaven to speak of the kingdom of heaven. He spoke of the kingdom of heaven as something that starts small, like leaven that's worked into bread, and it works its way all the way through. That's a positive image. And in the Old Testament, the people of God understood what leaven was about because it was a very important part of the Passover celebration. God said to the people of God in Exodus 12:15, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. It's very serious what God says about leaven. It's supposed to not be there in the house, not even a speck, because those who have this leaven in their house will be cut off from Israel. God was giving a visual picture, an earthly picture of purity, of the freedom from corrupting influences. And Jesus Christ is warning the disciples about this corrupting influence. It's right among them. It's the Pharisees and the scribes who have just arrived. And Jesus is saying, there are corrupting influences around you. Pay attention. But all they hear is the word leaven, and they're already thinking about bread because they've forgotten to bring enough bread. And so their mind goes immediately, leaven, bread. We don't have enough. Totally distracted. They can't hear what Jesus is saying. They can't hear what he is saying to them that is designed to help them in the midst of a world that has influences like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And that's a serious problem. The disciples totally miss Jesus' point. In fact, they begin to talk amongst each other in verse 7, and it says, and they reason among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. That's why I use the word leaven. Totally missing the warning about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. In the Gospel of Mark, when this account is given, it's actually a little bit darker. It's the Pharisees. He doesn't mention the Sadducees. He mentions Herod. And there's no actual resolution of this fact that the disciples don't understand in the Gospel of Mark. But Matthew is telling us something different. Matthew is telling us about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is warning them about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's not warning them about Herod here. He's warning them about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he says to them to take heed and beware. And all they can think about is material needs and their distraction, and they've forgotten that Jesus is the provider. And so they're consumed with their own thoughts, and they completely miss his point. And Jesus perceives this, of course. Jesus is the one who's able to know the thoughts of even his enemies. And so in verse 8, he perceives what they're talking about. And he says to them, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread?" Notice, when Jesus says little faith, this is language that he's used before. A little faith does not mean zero faith. It means faith that needs to grow. And that's the beginning of the great wonder of this passage, that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to them about faith that needs to grow. And then he presents himself as the one who grows that faith. You see, the one who was able to provide all of these all of this food for these large groups of people is the same one who's able to build the faith of his own disciples. And that's what we need to understand from this passage. That the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who's able to build from little faith and strengthen it and make it better, make it stronger, because he's able to show himself in clearer and clearer ways. And that's what he does here. The Lord Jesus Christ, he says, "Why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread?" You ask a question. Why are you focused on bread? You don't have enough bread. Why are you focused on that? These disciples who are going through these periods of ignorance, these periods of doubt, have little faith. Jesus has said it before. He said it in chapter 8 and verse 26, chapter 14 and verse 31. He says it here. And so the Lord Jesus Christ connects their little faith to the fact that they don't understand. And the word understanding is very important here, because the Lord Jesus Christ is going to lead them to grow stronger in their faith by understanding more. And the Lord Jesus Christ helps them. He reminds them of what has just taken place. "Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up?" Jesus reminds them of two times. One when he fed a large number of Jewish people, and another time when he fed a large number of people who were mostly Gentile. Large numbers of people with small amounts of food. Surely one loaf, which we read about in the Gospel of Mark, is enough with Jesus there. But they need to remember who Jesus is. Not just his ability to provide, but who he is. You see, if they forget about the fact that Jesus is able to provide for them, then they're forgetting about the fact that he's the one that caused this to happen. And they have him with them. They have the Lord Jesus with them. And so they are provided for through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the disciples have the one who's able to multiply bread right there. "Give us this day our daily bread." You have Jesus. Look up. Pay attention. I know you're concerned about bread, but here I am. I have multiplied loaves and fishes twice for you. And here I am. We need to look up. It almost sounds like Jesus is frustrated in these questions, do we not yet understand? It's a little bit more striking in verse 11 when it says, how he says, how is it that ye do not understand that I spake to you, not to you concerning bread? How is it that you don't understand now after this has already been done twice for you? And I am with you, but I'm not talking about providing bread. I'm not talking about the fact that you don't have enough bread. I'm talking to you about something else. He's using a metaphor. He's talking about leaven. He's talking about pervasive corruption. He's talking about the kind of corruption that was symbolized in the way that the people of God were to take away leaven from their households as they celebrate the Passover. Jesus Christ is talking about corruption that is seeping in, corruption from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. And there was an argument about the Pharisees and the Sadducees when Paul brought it up in Acts 23. The Pharisees did not understand certain things that the Sadducees understood better, and Jesus addresses them. Sometimes he would address the Pharisees, sometimes he would address the Sadducees about where they were wrong. But the bigger problem is the idea that you are somehow listening to voices that are distracting you from Jesus Christ. And these disciples who are hearing this warning about listening to other voices are already so distracted about their own material physical needs that they need help for their faith to grow. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to help them. The word understand is used in verse 9, verse 11. And it suggests that if the disciples really understood what Jesus Christ had shown them when he multiplied those loaves and fishes two times, that the Lord Jesus Christ was the provider, that the Lord Jesus Christ had the authority and the ability to help them, then they would have looked beyond their immediate concern about bread, and they would have heard his warning about leaven. They would have heard his warning that was designed to protect them from false doctrine. They would have heard that he was concerned about their spiritual lives. They would have known what it is that Jesus Christ was saying. They would have understood. The Lord Jesus Christ is saying something that is filled out for us a little bit more in 1 Corinthians 5, when the Word of God says, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. See, the Bible begins to make the connections for us, helps us to understand Jesus Christ is the Passover. He is the one who is true and pure. He is the one who is unleavened bread. But we are also joined to him. And so we are to get rid of the leaven, which is defined as malice, hatred, violence, and wickedness. And we are to hold on to sincerity and truth. In order to do that, we need the Lord Jesus. We need the Lord Jesus because we're surrounded by people who will engage in wicked conversation concerning Jesus Christ. They're full of malice. These Pharisees and these Sadducees are out to get Jesus. They're already forming a coalition together against him. Malice and wickedness. That's what Jesus is warning them about. They're so concerned about whether they have enough bread to go around. But they're living in a place that is full of malice and wickedness. And Jesus Christ is getting their attention, growing their faith so that they might understand. Jesus is talking to them about pervasive corruption. pervasive corruption that comes to us in subtle ways. The book of Galatians in chapter 5 talks about the ways in which we think that we're keeping the law, and it's actually corrupting us. As Galatians 5 verse 9 says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It's about the idea that you're listening to those who want you to be circumcised, thinking that you're keeping the law, but you're actually falling away from Jesus. We need to be led to Jesus Christ. And the disciples are being prepared for this great discussion that will take place in just a few verses as the Lord Jesus Christ asked, who do you think I am? And Peter answers. And the answer that Peter gives is not the answer that comes from the Pharisees and the scribes. It's the answer that he's been prepared to give by the Father. Revelation from the Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ is opening ears. He's helping them to understand. That's why he reasons with them in this way. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ tells them these things. He's reminding them about his power. He's reminding them about his ability to provide. Do you not yet understand, neither remember, the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? That word, remember, it's not just a word that says, oh, call to mind, remember, just in your mind, the events that happened a few days ago. No, it's remember so that you might act with the knowledge that you have of who I am. Jesus Christ is calling them to have renewed confidence in him. That's the kind of remembering that they have to do. In order that they might listen to what he says, the warning that he's giving them. And the Gospel of Matthew makes it very clear in verse 11, tying this language concerning leaven to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. This question is, how is it that you do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Jesus says it again, very carefully. Very similar words. Much like you would try to help someone who's working on their homework, who doesn't yet understand, and you're saying the same thing to them, as they begin to grow in knowledge, they begin to hear what you're saying. As the first grade teacher begins to repeat the instructions, members of the class begin to understand. They know now what she's saying. They didn't get it the first time. But that's what's happening with the disciples. And that's why we need to continue to hear the gospel. That's why we need to hear the Bible read to us in public worship. That's why we need to sing from God's word. Because we're taking in the words of the living and true God. The words of Jesus Christ are able to bring understanding. He's bringing them from little faith to growing faith. And for Peter, a faith that will be able to confess him truly in the next verses by helping them to understand. Then it says in verse 12, then understood they how he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. This doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it's actually full of that which is designed to oppose the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ has made it very clear in chapter 13 that there are some who don't have access to the mysteries of the kingdom. They are those who will be opposing the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be those whose opposition to Lord Jesus Christ will be confronted when Jesus comes again. That's the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They are looking for a sign from heaven. They've already received these signs. Isn't it ironic that the same information that the Lord Jesus Christ discusses with his disciples to build their faith is the information that the Pharisees and Sadducees reject? The information about the multiplying of these loaves and fish. It is designed to build faith. And yet they reject it because they reject him. And so their doctrine is to be avoided. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ makes it very clear in various places that he's not talking about everything that they say. He's talking about the things that they say concerning him, the things that they say that are untrue, the things that are wicked and full of malice, the things that are corrupt and evil. In other places, the Lord Jesus Christ will say, listen to them when they are following the word of God. But he always opposes them with the word of God. He shows very clearly where they are wrong, where they are off base, where they are corrupt. Watch out for their doctrine. And so the lesson that we learn here is that we need to pay attention to what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying in order to truly understand the voices that are around us. In order to understand the ways that we are being influenced, the ways that we are being led to consider what God says. It has to come from Jesus. It has to come from the Word of God. It has to correspond to the Word of God. If it comes from another place, a place of malice and wickedness, then we need to watch out. And the Lord Jesus Christ is giving this lesson to his disciples, but we're allowed to listen in. We're allowed to hear it. And so the question becomes, how many times do we allow the general distractions of life to cloud our thinking so that we do not listen to the Lord Jesus? So we do not truly hear him and understand what he's saying. And we're not growing in our faith. All around us are people who try to define their religion in terms of the outward appearance, how things look to other people. All around us there are people who are trying to encourage us to be skeptical, intelligent people, people who wouldn't consider the resurrection. No, that couldn't happen. It must have happened a different way. The miracles in the book of Joshua, no, it happened a different way. Skepticism, all over the place. And these voices are around us today. But the one who can lead us, you see, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who's able not only to provide for the physical needs of God's people and those people who are gathered hearing him teach, but also able to provide spiritually for his disciples. The one who's able to lead them from little faith to a growing faith. And the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do that today. I don't know what you think about having someone who normally worships with us in a very serious situation today. But I'll tell you this. I've lived for 59 years. And when you face such situations, the place to turn is the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to turn to him with knowledge of who he is, his ability to provide, his ability to help you grow spiritually, and his ability to guard you in the midst of a hostile, fallen world. That's where you will receive confidence and you will be directed to that which truly lasts.